the way back again, though, I felt I'd become a different person. Even after I had seen her home and returned to my room to lie in bed and look at the ceiling, I could sense the change. I was a new me, and I could never go back to where I had been before. What was getting to me was the awareness that I was no longer innocent. This was not a moralistic sense of wrongdoing or the workings of a guilty conscience. I knew that I had made a terrible mistake, but I was not punishing myself for it. It was a physical fact that I would have to confront with coolness and logic beyond any question of punishment. The first thing that came to mind when I heard that Kumiko was pregnant was the image of those pregnant young women who filled the clinic waiting room. Or rather, it was the special smell that seemed to hang in the air there. I had no idea what that smell was, if it was the actual smell of something at all. Perhaps it had been something like a smell. When the nurse called her name, the girl slowly raised herself from the hard plastic chair and walked straight for the door. Just before she stood up, she glanced at me with the hint of a smile on her lips, or what was left of a smile that she had changed her mind about. I knew that it was unrealistic for us to have a child, but I didn't want Kumiko to have an abortion either. When I said this to her, she replied, "We've been through all this. If I have a baby now, that's the end of working for me, and you'll have to find a better paid job to support me and the baby. We won't have money for anything extra. We won't be able to do anything we want to do. From now on, the realistic possibilities for us will be narrowed down to nothing. Is that okay with you?" "Yes," I said. "I think it is okay with me."
"Really?
If I put my mind to it, I can probably find work, with my uncle's say. He's looking for help. He wants to open up a new place, but he can't find anybody he can trust to run it. I'm sure I'd make a lot more with him than I'm making now. It's not a law firm, but so what? I'm not so crazy about the work I'm doing now."
"So you'd run a restaurant?"
"I'm sure I could if I gave it a try. And in an emergency, I've got a little money my mother left me. We wouldn't starve to death." Kumiko fell silent and stayed that way, thinking for a long time and making tiny wrinkles at the corners of her eyes. She had these little expressions that I liked.
"Does this mean you want to have a baby?"
she asked.
"I don't know," I said. "I know you're pregnant, but it hasn't really hit me that I might become a father, and I don't really know how our life would change if we had a baby. You like your job, and it seems like a mistake to take that away from you. On the one hand, I think the two of us need more time with each other, but I also think that having a baby would expand our world. I don't know what's right. I've just got this feeling that I don't want you to have an abortion, so I can't make any guarantees. I'm not 100% sure about any of this, and I don't have any amazing solutions. All I've got is this feeling."
Kumiko thought about this for a while, rubbing her stomach every now and then.
"Tell me," she said, "why do you think I got pregnant? Nothing comes to mind?"
I shook my head.
"Not really. We've always been careful. This is just the kind of trouble I wanted to avoid, so I don't have any idea how it happened." "You don't think I might have had an affair? Haven't you thought about that possibility?"
"Never."
"Why not?"
"I don't know.
I can't claim a sixth sense or anything, but I'm sure of that much."
We were sitting at the kitchen table drinking wine. It was late at night and all was silent. Kumiko narrowed her eyes and stared at the last sip of wine in the bottom of her glass. She almost never drank, though she would have a glass of wine when she couldn't get to sleep. It always worked for her. I was just drinking to keep her company. We didn't have anything so sophisticated as real wine glasses. Instead, we were drinking from little beer glasses we got free at the local off-license.
"Did you have an affair?"
I asked, suddenly concerned. Kumiko smiled and shook her head.
"Don't be silly. You know I wouldn't do anything like that. I just brought it up as a theoretical possibility."
Then she turned serious and put her elbows on the table.
"Sometimes, though, I can't tell about things. I can't tell what's real and what's not real, what things really happened and what things didn't. Just sometimes, though."
"Is this one of those sometimes?"
Well, sort of. Doesn't this kind of thing...